This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Thursday, May 9. A vision of the ascended Savior. Our reading comes from John chapter 6. It is written in the prophets, "They will all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard the Father and learned from him comes to me. No one has seen the Father except the one who is from God. Only he has seen the Father. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." On hearing it, many of his disciples said, "This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?" Aware that his disciples were grumbling about this, Jesus said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life. Yet there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him. He went on to say, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled them." It may seem easy at first to follow Jesus when we hear his promise of forgiveness, salvation, and new life for us. We naturally latch onto Jesus' words of encouragement and reassurance. But Jesus isn't some sort of a divine cheerleader. He is the Savior who gave his life for our sake. In our Bible reading for today, Jesus has pointed out the victory he would win, explaining that salvation comes only through his flesh and blood. But that's not a message that sits easily with us. We have a natural desire to try to save ourselves rather than to rely on the bread of life that Jesus gives for the life of the world, by laying down his own life, his own flesh and blood. Jesus demands total surrender to his authority and to the gift of the salvation we cannot earn for ourselves. The ascension makes clear that Jesus has this authority. It shows that he is truly God, and it is from that place of authority that he sends the Spirit to all who believe. As followers of Jesus, we listen not only to his words that are easy to hear, we listen also to his words that call for a challenging obedience. We put our trust for salvation not in ourselves, but in Jesus' flesh and blood, giving willingly by our heavenly Lord at great cost. Jesus calls us to give of ourselves willingly for his sake. Can we accept that? Pray with me. Father, help us to believe. Holy Spirit, strengthen us for obedient living. Lord Jesus, speak your words of authority to us, that we may accept and follow you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.